Thank you for tuning in to the best parenting show on the internet, Post Daily Dose.
Hey, good evening, Facebook family. Welcome to another episode of Post Daily Dose with me, your trusted parenting advisor, faithful guide, and servant on the healing journey. What's my name? Big Papa Brian Post. Hope everyone's doing fantastic today. I hope it's been a wonderful day for you. So, probably 15 years ago, at least a good 12 or 13, I was lecturing somewhere down south. I can't even remember where it was. It was like Georgia, Alabama. It was one of the southern states. And it was a pretty good sized group of people, probably, you know, 60 folks in the room. And so I started talking, you know, first thing in the morning, and I was like, is there anything that anyone in here wants me to be sure to cover? Because I want to make sure I try to give you what you came for. And so I had a mom in the back raise her hand. She said, yeah, I've got a son who poops his pants. And he is, hey, Brenda, he is 10 years old and he poops his pants all the time. And it's been something we've been dealing with since he was 4 or 5 years old. I said, okay. She said, he just poops his pants all the time. I mean, we can be at home and he'll poop his pants. He poops his pants at school. You know, one day I went and I tried to pick him up from school and I could smell something. It was after school. I smelled something. He had pooped his pants and he had put his same soiled underwear back on. And she said, it's really a bad situation. And I said, well, that's cool. We're definitely good evening, Caitlin. We're definitely going to talk about, you know, pooping pants, and I'm going to give you a kind of a different way to be able to look at it and be able to see it. And she said, no, I don't think you understand. He does this because he is angry and he is doing it on purpose. And it's his way of saying, poop on you, mom and dad. And I thought, oh, all right, now we got a serious one on our hands. And what was serious was the mindset, the perspective. And sadly enough, that's a very common perspective if you work in the area of attachment, with reactive attachment disorder, because there's a whole contingent of professionals who've gone and labeled all these behaviors that children have negatively. So I said, okay, well, stick with me for a little bit and let's see if you know, I can't help you see differently. So I'm lecturing the whole time. I'm, you know, in the back of my mind, I'm hearing this mom telling me, I don't understand. And, you know, I'm thinking, oh gosh. So I play a video. I go out into the lobby areas. I don't understand. I don't understand. It's like I have this little devil on my shoulder telling me I don't understand. So I come back in after the video, and it's a pretty good video. And I said, okay, Mom, I tell you what, let's talk just a little bit about, you know, your son's behaviors. And she said, okay. And so she told me a little bit more. When he was from the age of, when he was 2 years old, he came to their house. And then, hey, Tammy. And then when he was three, or when he was four, he got removed back to his biological parents' house. And then it was just back and forth from that period of time until they finally adopted him when he was 5 years old. And they've tried everything to get him to stop pooping his pants. And so I'm still hearing the, you know, I don't understand. And I said, I tell you what, Mom, if you'd be willing to work with me for 30 days just over the phone, I will guarantee you a 50% reduction in his pooping his pants, if not a complete elimination. And she said, well, you're probably pretty expensive. I said, I'll do it for free. I said, the only thing you have to agree to do is to allow me to tell all of the parents or all the people, attendees in the room, they can email me in a couple weeks and ask me the outcome, and you give me permission to be able to share that story. Hey, Tracy. And she said, okay. And so I said, you know, we can't, I said, see me at the end of the day, we'll get started. So it was about, you know, a little three-fourths through the day. And I just know that mom is getting what it is that I'm saying. I mean, I can feel, you know, I know she's getting this. And so we had one of the breaks before the end of the day. I said, come up and talk to me at the end of the day and let's brainstorm this thing. She said, well, I really have somewhere I've got to get to. Now, if you've been struggling with your child pooping his pants for 5 years, and someone comes and tells you that if you'll do what they tell you to do for 30 days, they're going to guarantee you a 50% reduction, if not a complete elimination of the behavior. Do you think you could make 5 to 10 minutes to talk to that person? See, isn't it interesting how we create internal resistances from our own fear and our own overwhelm? And so I said, no, okay, I said, I'll be really quick. Now, see, I'm selling her on my solutions. Like, I'm already working harder than what she's willing to work. And she said, okay, well, she agreed she's going to come up and talk to me. So I finished the talk. She comes up, and I'm feeling it. I said, so it made sense what I'm telling you. When what's going on with your son is that he's got trauma around transitions, and you've mentioned all these transitions, and he's never really potty trained because of that trauma that happened. So his amygdala and his intestines, they don't have a secure connection, and so when he gets triggered, it's, you know, caused him to poop his pants. So we're on the right page. So this is what we're going to do, right? And she said, no, I don't think I agree with you. And I was like, huh? I've told you something completely different. This is the thinking in my head. I'm like, I've told you something completely different than what you've heard before. You've already said nothing else works. So what's missing here? And so then I felt a little stressed. And so I'm standing there in front of the mom, and there are two other people down at the end of this table. Everyone else had cleared out. And I'm standing there just like this, and then I go, bam, and I hit the table. She jumps. I said, you see that right there? I said, I want you to control that. Bam, I hit the table again. She jumps again. I said, no, no, really, I want you to control it. And I turned all the way around. I swung back around. And bam, I hit the table again. She says, okay, 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 I get it. And I was hitting it hard. I said, that reaction that you have right there is the same reaction that your son has anytime it's time for a transition. I said, he can be sitting in the classroom. The bell will ring and he will poop his pants. She said, that's right. I said, you can pick him up from school and you guys can say, hey, let's stop at McDonald's and he'll poop his pants. She said, absolutely. I said, but this time I'm getting the Holy Ghost. I said, it is so bad, he can be in the living room playing with his friends, and you can say it's time for dinner, and he will poop his pants. And she said, absolutely. And by this time, I'm like, hallelujah, praise the Lord, because I know she's got it. I said, so here's what we have to do. We have to interrupt the transitions. So first of all, we have to talk to him about his trauma. So he was with you guys off and on during this major time when children usually learn to be potty trained. And so he doesn't have that solid connection of when he needs to release his bowels and having control over them. So he's got a very weakened connection between the signal. I said, and so because the amygdala is hardwired into the gut, when he's stressed now, his amygdala immediately hits his guts and he releases himself. I said, so you've got to interrupt that reaction that he's having, that transition trauma. And you got to help him understand that he's safe now. He's not going to be sent back to biological parents now, is their house now. He's your child now. And when he gets stressed and when he's caught off guard, he poops his pants. And so we have to work on helping him get more conscious of what's happening so that he can start to gain some control over it. So first of all, we got to put him on a potty training routine. You know, every two and a half hours, he needs to go to the bathroom and try to relieve himself, whether he needs to go or not. But we've got to start getting that connection more succinct for him. I said, and then we have to start giving him warnings around transition. When it is 5 minutes before the bell, the teacher's got to walk up to him, put her hand on his shoulder, and say, "Hey, bud," and it's just a whisper. Take some deep breaths. The bell's going to be ringing in just a little bit, and you're safe. Simple, just like that. When you guys are getting ready to have a transition at home, just say to him, look at me, son. Breathe. It's going to be time for dinner pretty soon, and you're safe. You're safe. You need to go to the bathroom. You're safe. Start creating safety and regulation around transitions. As you start creating safety and regulations around transitions, then his brain will start to learn that it doesn't have to be so reactive and overwhelming in those moments. And then what you're actually doing is you're actually training his system to start to have a stronger connection again without the immediate reaction to the fear. Feeling really good about myself. Right? Sitting here talking to this mom. She's shaking her head yes. And the next thing she said was, "We were just about to try something else." I was completely defeated. I said, "Okay. Why don't you go ahead and try that for the next 2 weeks? You've got my phone number. In 2 weeks, you can just give me a call and we'll get started." I said a 50% reduction or a complete elimination in 30 days. You're cutting me down to 2 weeks. That's okay. We'll do it in 2 weeks. And then we'll get started in 2 weeks. Because everything she was going to try is on the same continuum of everything she's already tried. So the things that we do consistently in parenting are things that are on the continuum of fear. The common denominator with points and rewards and consequences and behavior modification and restraint and isolation and spanking, the common denominator is that all those things sit on the same continuum as fear. And as long as you're creating more stress and more fear in your relationship with your child, you're going to continue to reinforce a negative state. As long as you're continuing to reinforce a negative state, they only grow older, they don't grow better. Remember that. As long as you're continuing to reinforce a negative state of stress and fear, your children are only growing older, they are not growing better. And I tell you that story for a couple reasons. Number one, I like to be just straightforward with people, and I haven't always been successful in every family I've worked with, and I haven't been successful every time I've tried to show someone a different way of doing things. I mean, sometimes I just haven't been able to get through to them. I just haven't been able to communicate in a way that makes sense to them in that moment, whether I'm not communicating effectively or they're not in the right place to hear what it is that I'm saying. I don't know. And I always like to say it's me not yet able to communicate effectively in a way that I can speak to your heart in such a powerful way that you can't do anything else other than what I'm recommending to you. Number two, parenting is difficult. Parenting traumatized children is 10 times as difficult because it's going to stir up your stuff and it's going to stir up their stuff too. So you're going to always be challenged at that level until you're able to consistently move more and more, further and further away from fear and more into love. And number three, changing paradigms is really difficult. Changing paradigms is akin to getting outside of the matrix. We operate in such a conditioned state of fear and stress, and it's generation upon generations of conditioning, and just creates this whole matrix that we dwell in. Getting out of that is really challenging, and it doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen in 2 weeks. It can happen in 30 days, but it has to be a lot of hard work to get there. You're going to have a lot of breakthroughs, and you're going to have a lot of setbacks, but you're also going to have a lot of breakthroughs, but you're going to have setbacks again. And the beauty of escaping the old paradigm of thinking about children's behaviors in one way and escaping the parenting matrix is that every time you mess up, it's a great opportunity to learn from it, and then move forward in a different way. And so that story is one that I told in this book, From Fear to Love. And here's actually a little cartoon illustrating it. This book, right now, I've set a goal, and I've been working on this for the last month, not this book, but what I'm about to tell you. I've been working on a platform that I can give this book away to you. All you have to do is pay shipping and handling. So From Fear to Love, you can get this copy for free. All you got to do is pay shipping and handling. You just go to feartolovebook.com. Feartolovebook.com, and I'm going to send you this book for free. And not only that, you got to pay shipping and handling. I'm also going to give you a free copy of my audiobook of From Fear to Love. It's the first audiobook that I've read from cover to cover. It's the first audiobook that was created with my voice post-institute, other than the Great Behavior Breakdown sessions that I did. So you're going to not only get From Fear to Love, the actual book, we will mail it to your home, but you are also going to get the audiobook. And so you can download it, you can listen onto your computer, you can download it onto your phone, but I'm doing that. $7.95 is the shipping and handling on that. And you get the ebook, you get the audiobook, the ebook, and you get the audiobook. So you go to feartolovebook.com, and if you already have a copy, get a copy for someone else or forward them the link. I mean, I want to give away 100,000 copies of this book. 100,000 copies, because I feel like it creates a platform of understanding. It creates a foundation of understanding for every adoptive and foster parent, and it's also applicable for every child, biological children too. All you got to do is replace adopted with biological. I've had parents do that over the years, and this book has been out for a while now, but we haven't put enough in the hands of families, and I want to be able to do that. Remember, in any situation, we always have a choice. We can continue to react from the same imprints of fear, stress, and overwhelm. Or we can stop. We can take 3 to 10 deep breaths. We can say, what could I be doing differently? How could I look at this differently? What would love do in this situation? And we can choose love. And I'm telling you, you are only 1, 2, 3 degrees away from a breakthrough in your home and in your relationship with your child. So go check out feartolovebook.com. Pick up a copy for yourself. Read it. Listen to it. I believe in compounded learning. That's why I'm giving you the audiobook. Audiobooks usually cost $20-$30. You get it along with the book. Read it. Listen to it. Read it and listen to it. Read it and listen to it. And then go out and teach somebody. Go out and share the message with somebody. So that's it. God bless you guys. Big Papa loves you. I hope you have a fantastic evening. I hope tomorrow you're going to rock it. I will be back tomorrow. This morning I was lazy, didn't go to the gym, didn't do my morning motivation. Tomorrow I'm back on it. So if you're up early in the morning, 5:15, 5:30, join us for morning motivation. If not, I'll see you back here tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Be there, be square. God bless. We'll talk to you later.